Last time we were talking about the Gemara and Daflin Vav. Hasocher Eide Sheker is Potter B'dini Adam Achai B'dini Shamayim. Someone who hires Eide Sheker to be made, the Gemara explains, we're not talking about the Atzma, but rather the Chavre. He's Potter B'dini Adam Achai B'dini Shamayim. What's the case? The Tosfos has a comment. He says, Dafka Socher V'lo Oma. Dafka if you Socher Eide Sheker, you hire the Eide Sheker to be made for his friend, to be mafsid mammon for a third party. So then, he's chayav b'dinei shamayim. But he's just omar, if he only told them to be made a deshekah, then he's not going to be chayav b'dinei shamayim. And we mentioned that the Ritva in Kiddushin, quoted by the Shach, disagrees and says that even if omar, he's going to be chayav. So the Shach brings a raya from the Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin quotes the Machlokes Shammai Azokain in a Tanakama, a different sheet in Tanoim. Let's say someone tells someone else to be horiges hanefesh, to go out and murder someone. And he does it, the shliach does it. What's the din? So machlokes shammai azokin in the Tanakhama, if the mishaleach is chayiv, so what does that mean? The mishaleach is chayiv, why should it be chayiv? There are three different days in the Gemara, but the second day holds that everyone agrees, b'dine adam is potter, divrei rava, divrei tava, divrei mishon. As our Gemara points out, that the shliach shouldn't have done it. There's an isser tzichas. You should have realized that the Torah says he's not supposed to kill someone, that he's not allowed to do that. So bedine adam, you can't make the mishaleach chayim. But the shaila is bedine shamayim, he should be chayim. So what's the machlokas? So he should be chayim bedine shamayim and part of bedine adam. So what's the shaila? So the Gemara in the second ukimta says the machlokas is whether he's chayav dina rabba or dina zuta. What kind of chayav dina shamayim is this? Is this an onesh chomer like the horeg atzmo? The mishalech is like the horeg? Oh, no, he's just like a goren. It's a lesser chayav. A lesser chayav dina shamayim. That's the shayla. But it sounds like everyone holds that you chayav dina shamayim in such a case. What's the situation? He wasn't socher. He didn't hire him to murder someone else. He was only omer lo. Ha'omar, ha'omar l'chaver, it say haroges ha'nefesh. So it sounds like someone who tells another individual to do an aveira, and the other guy goes and does it, this mishaleach is chayav b'din ha'shamayim. It's a shayla, what level? Right? What level onesh? He's chayav b'din ha'shamayim. So how can Tosu say dafka sachar and not omar? Maishna ritzicha, from this case, they're both aveiras. Right, they both are various. There's an issa to be made edu sheker. There's an issa ritzicha to kill someone. So if in the Gemara in Kiddushin, you chayav b'din shamayim, even for Amos, so here as well, you should be chayav for Amos. That was the kasha of the Shach. He says it's a raya to the Ritva. So we pointed out last time, the Ketzel says it's no raya b'chalal. The Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about whether he's chayav an onesh b'din shamayim. Right? Is he chayav an onesh b'din shamayim? So on that, everyone agrees. Shammai Azokin and the Tanakama, they both agree that you chayav an onesh b'dei shamayim if you're mishaleach someone to do an avera. Our Gemara is talking about something else. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about a chayav mamon b'dei shamayim. Chayav mamon b'dei shamayim. So on that, Tosu says, dafke socher and not amar. Be chayav mamon b'dei shamayim, for that you need a schiris, it's not enough to have amar. So the question is, this is where we stopped yesterday. The question is, what's the Shach going to respond? Why didn't the Shach learn like the Ktzos? Why didn't the Shach learn like the Ktzos? Rabbi Yeshua is talking about a chiyav mamon bidei shamayim, and the Gemara in Kedushin is talking about the onesh bidei shamayim. Avadi will get an onesh bidei shamayim. Shaila is what type of onesh? Onesh rabba, onesh shezuta. But a chiyav mamon bidei shamayim, it's not posha that you'll get for Omer. Maybe you only get that for Sachar. There's someone to suggest that the Shach l'shitasam. We discussed this way back, right? The Machlokas, the Meiri, and Rashi, in all these cases of Grama, where we say, Pata b'din yadam, achay b'din shamayim, what's the nature of the chiyah b'din shamayim? Is it a chiyah mama b'din shamayim, or is it just an onesh b'din shamayim? There's an isser. The way that you can be mechaper for that isser is by paying money to the other guy. But it's not that there's really a chi of mammon like a Torah's gzela bidei shamayim, a chi of mammon to pay the other guy. But rather, there's an onesh bidei shamayim, there's an isser that you violated, there's an avera you violated, and you chayev an onesh. And the mammon is simply there to serve as a kapora to prevent you from getting the onesh for the isser that you violated. Machlokas Meiri and Baba Kama right here, Al-Asar and Dafnun Hay, and Rashi and Gittin. What's a nafkamina? So we said the basic nafkamina is tfisa. Right? Tfisa. Let's say the other individual is tofis. Do we say mafkina mine or not? Do we say tfisa doesn't work? Well, maybe tfisa does work. So we developed the yisod that if there really is a chi of mammon, there's a latent chi of mammon, so then the other individual is able to be tofes. Since money is really owed to him, it's just for some reason he's not going to be able to get it. Let's say kam lebedirabamine or some other reason. For some reason he can't get the money, but there's a chi of mammon, so then he can be tofes. He could be tofes. So in this circumstance, there's a chi of bidei shamayim. If you say there's a chi of mammon bidei shamayim, but the individual can't get the money, why not? But there's a chiv. It's not. There's no kam lebedirabamine. He can't get the money because Bezdin's not going to force him to pay. It's a chiv bidei shamayim. It's your business. Right? It's a chiv bidei shamayim. Bezdin's not going to force. It's not bidei adam. So there is a chiv mammon, but he's not going to be forced to pay. So if you hold this mamash chiv mammon, then tfisa is going to work. Then if you tofas lo mafkir mina, we're not going to take away from him. If you hold like Rashi, that the chiv bidei shamayim is not a chiv mammon bidei shamayim, rather it's just an onesh lashamayim. That you did an avera, so you have an onesh lashamayim, and the mammon is simply to be miskaper for the onesh, so then there really is no chi of mammon. There's no zchus mammon that the other individual has. So there's no, he can't force him to get the kapara. So, since there's no zchus mammon by the other individual, he can't be tofes. He tofas mafkina mina. If he's tofes, we are going to take away from him. So the Shach in Simen Chavchez happens to quote the Rivosh and the Yamshel Shlomo, who claim that by Grama ben Izakin, he tofas mafkina mina. The tfisa does not work. Shach quotes them, so the Shach clearly seems to take which position, Rashi and Git. He seems to assume that there really is no chi of mammon over here. It's just an onesh lashamayim. It's just an onesh lashamayim. That's why tfisa doesn't work. So if that's the Shach, then it makes sense why the Shach thinks that there's a shaila from the Gemara Kedushin, a kasha from the Gemara Kedushin on Tosfos. Why? Because the Ketzos wants to say, no, the Gemara Kedushin is talking about an onesh lashamayim, but our Rabbi Yeshua is discussing a chi of mammon bidei shamayim. But according to the Shach, even this is only onesh lashamayim. No one even thought of a chi of mammon bidei shamayim by Grama ben Izakin. So if this is an onesh lashamayim, so the sugyas have to be the same. So if they have to be the same, then it's hakastira. Right? If you hold that here it's dafka socher velo omar, so the Gemara Kedushin is a pella, because if the chiyuvim are the same, if it's really an onesh lashamayim by Grama ben Izakin, so then why does the sugyas distinguish? Ella, you see from the Gemara Kedushin, it's lav dafka socher, but even Amar by Grama ben Izakin, where there's an onesh lashamayim, or over there's an onesh lashamayim, so even Omar, you'll be chayiv that onesh lashamayim. You can't distinguish like the tzos according to the Shach, because both sugyas are talking about an onesh lashamayim, not a chiyuv mammon bidei shamayim. So itak is a raya according to the Shach, to the Ritva, that even if Omar, not just soch. The Bir Agra has a different answer to the kasha, to the Shach's kasha. Not the tzos. Right? The tzos is terror, it's not going to work for the Shach. But the Bir Agra has a different answer. What's the Gaon's answer? So if you have the fancy Friedman Shulchan Aruch that I'm sure you can buy in the SNY Sfarim sale, so he makes the Gur so easy. You know, he takes out all the Rashi Tevis. If you have the old Shulchan Aruch like I have at home, right? I have some of the new ones, but I don't have all of them, right? So if you have the old Shulchan Aruch, so then you can't like read the Gur because there's all these Rashi Tevis. What's this Shin Dalit? What Shakai Shin Dalit is that? Well, see, you can't read the Gra, but if you can read the Gra through, the Gra says an amazing statement. The Gemara in Kedushin is talking about what? Say Haroges HaNefesh. So the Shach is Akasha, from Say Haroges HaNefesh to Socher Edei Sheker. Here it's Socher, there it's Omar, Akasha, right? So the very first way that you always want to distinguish between different sugyas is to isolate the case. Are they similar cases, not similar cases? If that Gemara would be talking about socher edei sheker, right? And there it says that yechayev bidei shamayim, you have some kind of a chiyuv, so that's mamash hastira. But it's not quite the same case. It's a little different. So of course you could say it's a different case because there are many averis in the Torah. So the tzad hashav is that you're asking someone to do an avera, and yet yechayev bidei shamayim is the doch hastira, right? That's the kasha. But efshem and kenzogin, that maybe the Gemara Kedushin is talking davka about what? Ritzicha. Maybe Ritzicha is different. That Omar, someone who asks someone to do the Avera of Ritzicha, then maybe the Mishaleach will be Chai B'dei Shamayim davka there. Maybe there's no raya against Tosis. Tosis is talking about Socher, Edei Sheker, Lehoyed, Lechavrei. So then he'll be chayav bidei shamayim dafke if socha. Socha yidei shaker is not as chomer and iser. Ritzicha is on a different level. Maybe by Ritzicha, even if Omar, you're also going to be chayav. So it could be that there's no steer between the sugyas, the chilek between the avera, between the two averas that you're doing. That's what the Gaon says. Let's try to read it through. It's a nice read here. What does the Gaon say? Just two lines in the Gaon. We've had a couple of Bir Agraz in this month. Very instructive to try to read through the Gaon. What does he say? It's on page 2 in Simen Lamed Beis. Bir Agraz says, V'chein im. Right, what is the Ramah saying? Dafka Shalo. It's a bad print too. Dafka Hasocher the Shekel Otzi Mamon Meruven Leshem and Potim Tigav Chavin Shemayim. That's the Gimel. But Dafka Shalo Hayachayev Lo Avlam Hayachayev Lo Raksha Elu Ha'edim. Every Lamed is cut off over here. Every single Lamed. Rak she'elu ha'edim hem shakarim, pata b'dinei shamayim, aval over al midvar sheket tircha. That's the ra'a. V'cheinim lo sachron elapitos ha'midvarim she'eidu sheket. Lo sachron elapitos ha'midvarim she'eidu sheket. What? Tosfos. But what's he saying? You put b'dinei shamayim. That's going on the first thing. Right? Shalom yachayev lo. Im hayachayev lo rakelu ha'edim im shakarim. He really was chayev lo. Then he's part of neshamayim. What's more, if only Omer and not Sochran, the Rama quotes the Tosfos that yipotem edin neshamayim. Dafke Sochran not Omer. Zok the Gaon. V'cheinim lo. V'raya mishalech esabeira Tosfos sham. So the Gaon just quotes the raya of Tosfos from the Mishnah and Dafne Tesam. As we discussed that raya, it's not clear that it's a raya. The Ritva is docha the raya in one way. The Pnei Yeshua is docha raya in the other way. Right? That was the raya from the Mishnah Daf Nates. That's not so mukhav, but that is what Taisa says. The old raya mimashikaze b'sanedrin chav tesam and aleph. We didn't do that gemara. Okay, that's another raya. The Gaon brings a raya. Good, we'll leave it out. Hagos hashach. Avol asocha v'chule v'cheinu v'kiddushin etc. The latanakama af bedine shamayim pota ela desham chayev mikol makom bedine zuta. Okay. He quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin. He says, according to both Deyas Yechayev Bedina Shemayim, but according to the Tanakama, Yechayev Bedina Zuta. Right? Yechayev Bedina Zuta. Log the Gon, Vizedavka Bishin Dalid. Shafilum im Yochalat Silo Chayev over Mishim Lo Samod al Damrayacha, Lo Samod Chule. He doesn't finish the Apostle. Zedavka Bishin Dalid, Bishvichus Domim. Shafilum yochalat silo chayiv over mishim lo samar al dam reyacha kemosha kasavti kemosha kosav v'simen tov chavav. What does it say in simen tov chavav? That you have a chi of hatzola to save someone else from dying, right? So you see someone is drowning, so you have to jump in. If you're a lifeguard and you can save him, you're not mechuyav to be mosa nefesh for him if you're not going to be able to save him. But if you have a good possibility of saving him, you have a chiyuv to jump in. And if you can't jump in, then you should get someone else to jump in. And let's say the other person is not going to run to jump in. Okay, let's say we're not talking about a swimming pool where there's a split second decision, but you can get someone to put out a fire in someone else's home, right? Or to be matzel him. So you even have to be socher, says the Shulchan Aruch. You even have to hire people to be matzel someone else. Afilu lagure, says the Vilna Gaon. What does that mean, lagure? Afilu lagure? Even to hire, liskor. Even to hire someone to save someone else. Kolshken sha'omer lahargo. Certainly to tell someone, to ask someone to kill another individual. Not only are you not saving him, but you're killing him? You're asking someone to kill him? Avada. Avadi, you're going to be chayav for that. If you have a chi of hatzala to prevent him from dying, and you even have a chi of to be socher someone else, so it's not just your personal chi of, but rather you have a chi of to get someone else, to save him, to save his life. Kolshken, you can't ask someone to end his life, to take his life. So that's why there's a chi of b'dinei shamayim. Shvichas Dalim is different, Zok the Gaon. Right? Because there's a chi of hatzalah to save a person's life. So Kol Shekhen, to ask another individual to be rotzeach, to take his life, that's clearly going to be awesome. Masha ein ken kan, he says. As opposed to here, socher de sheker, it's an avera. It's an avera, but it's not ritzicha. It's a different iser. So Zokta Gon, the Gemara Kiddush is not a riot against Tosfos. Not a riot against Tosfos. It's not like the Ritva. Ritzicha is different. Ritzicha is different. It's more chama, so therefore, Yechai b'din Yishamayim there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Socher Yedeshek, you're going to be chayv if it's only Omer. That's why Tosfos says, Dafka Soma, and not Omer. Okay, so this is the Gom's answer to this theory. Yes?
Are we now allowed to
use the din from the Kol Shekhen? Din? That ain't Omshim and Adin? We're just trying to bring a raya. I'm not trying to learn a halacha. We're just trying to bring a raya. Forget the kal v'chomer. If you have to be matzil someone yourself, then you can't tell another individual to kill him. It's a kol shekhen. If you even have to hire someone else to save his life, you can't ask another individual to take his life. That's all the goal is saying. Okay. Yes.
Did we ever see the story by Nezek though? We're learning the chiyuv of.
Hashavas Aveda.
So yeah, we have Ankel
of Shashi,
we said, but there's a
chiyuv
of being
Meshav
the Aveda. So
Koshkin,
I can't be the one
who's
the
Mazik. Do you have a chiyuv to hire someone else to be Meshav the Aveda?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What's the mocha?
Tomorrow later on
in
the
20s, I think. What does
it
say?
If I'm a
Shomer Sachar. Shomer
Sachar?
Okay. That's a Gemara above Metzia, Tzadi Gim, Shama Socha. But if I'm stam an individual, am I mechuyev to hire someone else to save a third person's property?
I think so.
You, yeah?
Mavriach
Hari Minichse Chaveiro. A lot of Gemara Satan. But I don't understand. Mavriach Hari Minichse Chaveiro. I'm mechuyev to be mavriach harim minichse. The Gemara is saying mavriach harim minichse chavero. You're not mechuyev to pay because he's doing it of his own volition. That's a different Gemara. I'm asking, are you mechuyev to hire someone to save another person's mammon? I'm not sure you're mechuyev to hire someone to save a person's mammon. So you're going to take the loss to save the other person's mammon? I don't think so. But to be matzil, there is a chiyev. It's a chiyev to save someone's life, to do whatever you can to save someone's life. I think ritzicha is different.
So his meaning is coming from the fact that I even have to pay
to get someone. Meaning his point is you can't tell someone to kill another individual because you're even mechuyev to get him to save the other individual. So it doesn't make any sense that you should be able to tell him to kill the individual. And mistami yechayev b'din shemayim if you're going to do that. Okay. Let's go right. Okay, let's go to Rabbi Yeshua's final case now. So, frag the Gemara daf nivav amiral b'mayaskin. Ilem b'bei trei pshita da raisahu im lo yagiv in asav onu. Hayodea edus lachavero. Not talking about socher edei sheker, but now he knows an edus lachavero ve'enu meidlo. He doesn't come and testify. He's kovish eduso. He suppresses his edus. He withholds the hagodas edus. Dr. Yeshua, he's chayav b'din shemayim. Part of b'din adam, chayav b'din shemayim. So, frankly, what are we talking about? If it's b'bei trei, if it's two eidim that are kovesh edusam, pshita daraisahu. That's an issa daraisa that they violate. Im lo yagiv v'nasa avonu. What's that talking about? You got to look up the psukim. You got to see what the context is. So, in Parshas Vayikra, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah talks about the idea of a carbon shvua. There are certain situations where you have to bring a carbon olev yored for a shvua shekem. Olev yored, what does that mean? That means that depending on how osher or oni the person is, he brings a different carbon. If he's an osher, he brings a behema. If he's not so much of an osher, so then he brings an oaf. And if he's an oni, so then he brings a carbon mincha. There are different levels. It's olev yored. It goes up and down depending on whether he's wealthy or not. So the pasuk there in the beginning of Perek Hay says, "V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olav v'weid oro yada im lo yagiv v'nos avona." Someone does an avera. What's his avera? Shama kol olav. What's meant to shama kol olav? He hears the sound of a curse. Olav normally means a curse. doesn't mean a curse over here. Here means a shvua. Shama kol ola, he hears the sound of a shvua. What shvua? Who shvua? What's what? V'hu eid o ra'a o yada. He's an aid. Either he has a re'iyah or he has a yediya. Right? He's an aid on something. He's a witness to a certain situation. And he was shama kol ola. What does that mean? So the Gemara in Shavuos explains. It means that Reuven owes Shimon $100. And Shimon wants to get his money. And he has Eidim Badavar. So he tells the Eidim, I want you to come to Bezin and testify for me. And the Eidim say, we know nothing. Ain't no Yodin. We know nothing. We don't. So he says, Mashbiya ani Alechem. He brings them to Bezin. He says, I want you to swear that you don't know any Eidus for me. And they either say, Amen, or they're just quiet. The Mishnah Shvuah says that Mushba mi pi acherim. If someone is Mushba, he's forced to take a Shvuah mi pi acherim from the Baldin. The halacha is that in this case he's Chayiv. Even if he doesn't take the shvua, even if he just listens, shama, as long as he has a shmiya, shama kol ola, v'hu'ed ora yada im lo yagid the nasa avon. If he doesn't give the edus, and he allows the other person to be mashbiyahim, he is mushba mipi acher, and he says amen, or he doesn't say anything, he doesn't give the edus, v'nasa avon, or he bears the avera. So there's an avera to be kovesh edusa. Kovesh edusa or kovshim? Are we talking about one aid, two aid? So the Gemara says, if we're talking about two Eidim, then Avada, there's an Isser to be Kovesh Edusam. That's for sure. That's for sure. That's Vada and Isser Deraisa. And that's really what the Pasuk is talking about, says the Gemara. Really, the Pasuk is really talking about the two Eidim of Kovesh Edusam. So what's Rabbi Yeshua discussing? Hayvei Eidus Tachavir Aveinu Meid Lo Is Potter B'din Adon Chayv Din Hashemayim. It's talking about two Eidim, then Pshita Deraisa. Ela b'chad. I'm talking about one aid. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about a situation where one aid, one person knows an aidus l'chaver, and that individual, an aidus of mammon, that individual is forces him to take the shvua. He's nishba by himself, or he's mushba mipi acherim, that he doesn't know any aidus. It turns out that he's lying. So the pasuk that im lo yagiv nas avona doesn't apply to one aid, it only applies to two aidim. The dindaraisa. So on that, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Potah b'din adam achay b'din hashemayim." Okay, that's the gimel. That's the gimel. What does Rashi say here? Let's try to understand the case of being kovesh edus be'ed echod or b'shnei edim. So the Gemara says, "Ilema b'beitrei pshita daraisa hu." Zog Rashi pshita daraisa hu dechay b'din hashemayim. It's obvious that you're chayav din shemayim. Im lo yagid, betray kol mishtoi. Rashi says the iser im lo yagid and asavono beikar. Night is talking about beikar. It's only talking about two. Why is it betray kol mishtoi? Why is the pasuk talking about two eidim? Mid the kapit a hagoda. Im lo yagid sounds like there's a chiyuv hagoda. There's a hagoda here in Beis Din. And you don't want to be magid in Bezdin, so mashma she'ilu magidim is chayiv zeh mamon. There's the potential for a hagada, but whoever we're talking about is not magid in Bezdin. Im lo yagid v'nas avon. That's the issa. So what does that mean? It sounds like there's the potential for a chayiv mamon. So what kind of individual is there that if he does say eidus, he can be mechayiv mamon, not one eid, right? To be mechayiv mamon, you need two eidim. So Mistama, the Pasuk Im Lo Yagid and Asavon is talking about two Eidim because Im Lo Yagid means that there's the potential for a Hagada that'll be Mechayev Mammon, and that only applies to two Eidim, not to a single Eid. That's Rashi's first point. Oh, Kaimel HaKol Mokom Shenemar Eid Harikan Shnei Eidim HaChifar L'Chakosav Echad Kedachsiv Lo Yokom Eid Echad Be'ish. The Pasuk says that an Eid Echad can't give an onesh to someone. If he testifies by Malkus and Misa, you're not going to give an onesh. So there it says Eid Echad. So from there we learn that any time the Pasuk just says Eid, it means two Eidim. Eid just means Eidus, that's a normal Eidus that can be Mechayiv. Right? So that's two Eidim. Even though the Loshen is Eid, it really means two Eidim. So here, what does it say? V'hu Eid, O Ra'a, O Yada. Use a Loshen of Eid. So Im Lo Yagiv, in Asavon, is going on V'hu Eid. It's going on two Eidim, says Rashi. So the second point of Rashi that I get, right? It says a loshen v'hu eid. So the iser kfisha seidus must be talking about shnei eidim because it doesn't say beferish eid echad, right? And the first pshat of Rashi is that v'hu eid, that the lashon im lo yagid means that there's a hagodah hamachayeves mama. These are the two pshatim in Rashi. So what's the Gemara saying? Ibe beitrei pshita, it's a daraisa that yechayev b'din eshamayim. Minatori yechayev b'din eshamayim. So what? What's the kasha of the Gemara? It's a daraisa. So the Rashba fills the Rashi in. It's mefarish the Rashi. What does the Rashba say? Klomar lo yitzarich lomer bezu Rabbi Yeshua the mechayev b'din eshamayim. The pshita shatarach yivasam. The kasha of the Gemara is if you chayev in a Torah for an iser, so then Rabbi Yeshua didn't have to say chayev b'din eshamayim. We know that's a pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua is teaching me a chiddush, but what's his chiddush? If it's a daraisa, so then it's obvious. You don't need Rabbi Yeshua's din. You chayev b'din eshamayim. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Kasha of the Gemara is ibe beitrei askinan. Why does Rabbi Yeshua have to tell me chayev b'din eshamayim? Pshita. And taka, the lashon of the Gemara is pshita daraisa. Rabbi Yeshua is telling me a chiyuv. It's pasha that there's a chiyuv. That's a daraisa. He doesn't have to teach me any chiddush. So the Ramban in the Kuntres Din of the Garmi, he says, you see clearly, he's medayek from the Gemara, you see clearly that even two Eidim or Kovesh Eidusam are not going to be Chayav B'dinei Adam. There's no Chayav B'dinei Adam over here. There's only a Chayav B'dinei Shemayim. There's an Isad Araisa that they violate. There's no Chayav B'dinei Adam. How do I know that? Dr. Ramban, because what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Kasha of the Gemara is, Ibe Beitre Askinan Pshita Daraisa. What does Pshita mean? Pshita means, why does Rabbi Yeshua have to tell me his din? It's poshut. Right? You're saying, we're not arguing with what Rabbi Yeshua told us. We're saying it's obvious what he said. So, if we're going on Chayav B'din HaShemayim, then we understand Pshita, that you're Chayav B'din HaShemayim. But if, by Shnei Eidim, you're even Chayav B'din HaAdam, then the Gemara wouldn't have said Pshita. It would have said Rabbi Yeshua is wrong. How can he say Pata B'din HaAdam? You're really Chayav B'din HaAdam. That's not a Pshita. That's Faket. Rabbi Yeshua is incorrect. He didn't say the right thing. The fact that the kasha of the Gemara is pshita sounds like it's not right. Rabbi Yeshua said the right halacha, but we don't need his din because it's obvious. So the kasha of the Gemara is on chayav b'din shemayim, not on pata b'din adam. It's up there. So it sounds like even shnei edim v'akov v'sheidusam, there is no chayav b'din adam. There's only a chayav b'din shemayim. Because if there were a chayav b'din adam, the kasha would have been different. How can Rabbi Yeshua say part of the adam? It's doch ruam. If bebeit shrei askinan, then they should be chayav b'din adam. Why taka is there no chayav b'din adam? The kovesh edusam, they could be mechayav mamon, so maybe they should be chayav b'din adam, no? Chayav b'din adam. Garmi, no? Sorif shterosof shel chavero. You're sorif the raya. You're not actually sorif the mammon. That's not adam amazik biadayim, but it's dina de garmi, right? So if you hold that you were doing dina de garmi, you're going to be chaya for that. Someone who's kovei sheidus is no worse than sorif shterosof shel chaver. Right? He's preventing the edus from coming to the fore. So why is he not chaya b'din adam? It's tachapela. The Ramban's medayik from the sugya that even shnei edim or kovei sheidus are not going to be chaya b'din adam. I hear the diuk. It's good diuk. But what's the svara? Why shouldn't they be chayev midina de gamay if we pass kind of with dina de gamay? Yes.
An answer could be that there's no maaseh hazikir.
Oh, so zokta meiri, you can say dina de gamay from haint bismorgan, right? It's bari azeka, it's miyah, whatever it is. Without a maaseh, there's no gamay. There has to be a maaseh. Without a maaseh hazik, you can't be mechayev the midina de gamay. It's a yisod. The Miri is saying it's pshat in the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but that's pshat in the Ramban. That's the lashon of the Meiri. It's a difficult read in the Meiri. I'm not sure if you. What is it? Let's see the Meiri. Hayodeh edus lachaver aveinu me ben shem shnayim shekfisha seidusa mafsedes mamon ben shu echad shekfisha seidusa mafkash shvua pata b'din yadav mechayev b'din shemayim. Right. So we know that an eid echad is not mechayev mamon, but what is he mechayev? We never filled it in. Right. Two eidim are mechayev mamon. If Reuven brings two Eidim, that Shimon owes him $100, right? So with two Eidim, Bezdin is going to force Shimon to pay the money. If only one Eid comes and says that Shimon owes him $100, so then Bezdin is not going to force him to pay money. But Bezdin then says, if you claim that you're potter, take a shvua to the makchish of the Eid. That's a shvua daraisa. Shua deraisa. How many shuas deraisa are there? That's chaza. How many shuas deraisa do you know of? Three. They're actually four, but three basic, and then for four, the four is nosaf. What are the three?
Shomrim.
Shuas hashomrim. Good. Moda b'miktas and Eda Echad, right? These are three cases where you chayav b'shvua deraisa. And then there's Gilgul Shvua. So Gilgul Shvua is not a type of Shvua, but if you chayav b'shvua deraisa, then you can be megalgil on him a Shvua, even where he should have been potter, right? Let's say it was a Shvua on Karka, so we know we're not Nishban in Karkos. But if you're already being Nishban Metaltam, then you can be megalgil a Shvua on the Karka as well. It's a different special aloha, learned out of Sota. It's also a Shvua deraisa. So these are cases of Shvua deraisa. So the Eid Echad is not Mechayev Mammon, but he's Mechayev Shvua. It could turn into Mammon. We don't know if it's going to turn into Mammon. If the guy refuses to take a Shvua, so then he'll be Chayev Mammon. If he takes a Shvua as Sheker, then he won't be Chayev Mammon. If it's a Shvua as Emes, whatever. I mean, we don't know if it's Emes or Sheker, but if he takes the Shvua, then he'll be Pater from the Mammon. So if he's willing to lie, then he can Pater himself from Mammon. If two Eidim come and say that he owes $100, he can take a Shvua from today until tomorrow. He's not going to be Pater. The two Eidim are Mechayev Mammon. We don't even ask him for a Shvua. Even if he's kofatz v'nishba, it's not going to help him. But if there aren't two eidim, if there's only one eid, then he'll be mechayev m'shvua, and depending on whether he takes a shvua or not, will determine whether there'll be a chiyuv mamon. So comes the Meiri and says like this: bein be'eid echad, bein b'shnei eidim. There's only a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim, right? If he's kofatz sheidusa, there's only a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim. There's no chiyuv b'dinei adam. She'af grama ein kan hol ve'ein kan maisa. There's no grama here. Even grama there isn't here because there's no maisa. So you look at Lashem here, you say, wow. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about grama ben Azaken. How can he say there's no grama here? Of course there's a grama. If there's no grama, then there wouldn't be a... If there's no grama, there wouldn't even be a chiyav bedine shamayim. Now, we're talking about a chiyav bedine shamayim. But there's no grama over here? I mean, if it's gornish, so... There's no chiyuv b'dinei shamayim. What's it? Enkan grama? He doesn't mean grama. He doesn't mean grama. It's a misnomer. He really means what? Garmi. He means there's no reason to be mechayev even midin grama. There's no type of grama for which you would be chayev over here. He's saying avada. There's no you know direct hezek b'yadayim. But there's not even a grama over here. Why not? But there is a grama. That's his whole point. There is a garmi, right? There is a direct causation here. There is a reason to be mechayev him, midina de garmi. But there is no dina de garmi over here, because ain't kamaisa. And the first point of departure is that there can be no chiyuv mazik unless there's a maisa. Unless there's a maisa. A maisa, dibur, something. There can be dibur, there can be a chiyuv of mazik with a dibur. Avada, there could be a chiyuv mazik b'dibur. Do we know of a case of chiyuv mazik b'dibur? Edom's Omer, we all know. Hey, Daf Dalet, remember? Motzi Shemra, Edom's Omer, different cases with this dibur. Dibur despe maisa, dibur despe maisa. There are cases of dibur, but dibur is something. He's doing something. He's doing, not with the maisa, but he's doing something. Right? Ispe maisa. Maybe not bad, but he's doing something here. He's kove sheidus. He's doing nothing. Shevi al tase. Talk to Meiri, b'shevi al tase. There's no chiyav garmi. He's causing hazard, but there's no chiyav garmi because he's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. Can't be a chiyav. Yeah.
Why isn't the case that the Gemara is talking about, the Eidus of Avero and Amelo, the one Eid, why is that not Gorin to Gorin? Why is it not that you're just causing someone to not take a I mean, I understand why it's Gorim, it's
two Eidim,
and you're
Gorim
someone to not pay
Mammon.
But if you're Gorim someone to not have to take a Shua, to not pay someone
Mammon. It's not to take a Shua, not to pay Mammon. I wouldn't call it a Gorim to Gorim. It's that it's not clear. Again, the Issa to be Kovesh Eidus is only where your Eidus could have been Mechayev Mammon directly. That's the Gzeras HaKosev. That's what the Pasuk is going on. So there's no iser for the one eid to be kovesh eidus, so because it would not be mechayev mamun directly. That's all the pasuk is saying. Comes the Meiri and says, but why aren't the eidim going to be chayev b'dini adam? They're causing a loss. So he just says, don't begin with garmi. There can be no garmi if there's no maisa. The point of departure, there has to be a maisa. If there's no maisa hezek, then you can't be chayev even b'dini adam. Okay. One final he'ora on the kasha of the Gemara before we move on to the next step. kasha of the Gemara. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Ilam of betray pshita daraisa. Ilam of betray pshita daraisa. What's the kasha? If Yeshua tells us that Yechai b'dinei shamayim, Yehudei edus lachavero, part of dinei adam, Yechai b'dinei shamayim. So in fact, the Gemara, if we're talking about two edim, it's a daraisa. Lo yagim no savono, it's a posuk that the violate an isav, the kovash do some, so therefore the Yechai b'dinei shamayim. That's the Gemara's kasha. What's the kasha? How can Rabbi Yeshua, why do we need Rabbi Yeshua to tell me the Chai B'dinei Shemayim, it's the Pasuk that the Chai B'dinei Shemayim. What's the Pasuk talking about? What's Rabbi Yeshua talking about? What's the Pasuk talking about? What's the Pasuk talking about? That there's an Issa. Right? The Kovash Edusam, the Nasavana. They violate an Issa. What's Rabbi Yeshua talking about? Back to everything we keep on saying. Nacham Olam, Nacham Olam, Nacham. What's Rabbi Yeshua talking about? An Issa? An Issa? What's he talking about? He violated an Isser? Poretz geder b'fnei b'hem es chavera. Potter b'din adam chavera din ha-shamayim. There's an Isser that you did? Is that what he's focusing on? He's focusing on more than that, l'chora. Perhaps. What's he focusing on? That you chav... Who said that? Ari? Ari, exactly. Yichayev mama b'din ha-shamayim. What's the kasha of Gemara? Iba betreaskin and daraisahu. Daraisa, it's an issa daraisa. I hear. If Yeshua is kamash malav, if Yeshua is coming to teach me, he's even chayiv mamam b'dei shamayim. Is this Gemara such a kasha? Zok the Dvar Avram. You know, from this kasha of the Gemara, you see a raya to whom? To whom? Help me. To whom? To Rashi and Gittin. If Yeshua's chayiv b'dei shamayim is not a chayiv mamam b'dei shamayim, it's an onesh la shamayim. For the Issa. It's an onesh l'shamayim for the Issa. Because if Rabbi Yeshua was saying Chai B'din Shamayim means a chi of mamon, what's the kasha of the Gemara? The Pasuk is talking about an Issa. Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you're even chai of mamon b'dei shamayim because of the Issa that you did. So they're talking about two different things. But according to Rashi, get the Talmud Tzvam Shkevaldik. Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say Chai B'din Shamayim. What's the chi of B'din Shamayim? You did an Issa. So if you did an Issa and you want kapara, then you have to pay the money. So he's basically telling me that there's an Issa b'dei shamayim, but it's a pasuk. If it's a pasuk, I don't need Rabbi Shua to tell me that there's an Issa. There's an Issa in the pasuk. I know for sure that there's an Issa in the pasuk. Right? According to Rashi and Gittin, it reads much better. According to the Meiri, very difficult, actually. It's very difficult. Rabbi Shua's not talking about just an Issa. He's saying much more than that. No, there's mamash a chi of mamon b'dei shamayim. Chiyuv mamon b'dei shamayim, for which tfisa would work, right? He's posel eidus because of the chiyuv b'dei shamayim. He's saying something over here. I'm not sure what the answer is, right? But that's the Dvar Avram's diuk from this kashi. Now, we quoted him earlier. He's the one who was Ma'ora, the Machlokas, the Meiri, and the Rashi. But his rayas from this Gemara, we couldn't have even talked about this Gemara. We wouldn't have understood the Shakatai, the Gemara. But as you go weiter, you have to see what the rayas are. You see the full picture. That's like, we quoted Yamshel Shlomo in terms of where the Tfisa works. So he brings a raya from that Tosfos. That was the Yamshel Shlomo we skipped a couple of days ago. We forgot to mention it. He brings a raya from Tosfos in the sugya that we learned a couple of days ago. But again, before you get to the sugya, you can't understand the raya, so you have to leave things out, and then when you come back, you look back at the Mefarshim, and you get a fuller picture. Get a fuller picture, and then you can put the different sugyas together. Very interesting. Okay, let's focus for a moment on the Rashi that we just read. Okay, so Rashi says that the Isser im lo yagiv v'nasavona was talking about Shnei Edim. Why is it talking about Shnei Edim? Two reasons. The second reason Rashi gives is Kamokam Shinamar Eid Harekan Shnei Edim Adachi Faradcha Kasav Echad. Okay, what's the first reason in Rashi? Why should the pasuk im lo yagiv v'nasavona be talking about Shnei Edim? It says Rashi, "Betreka mishtoy midakopit ahagoda." It sounds like it's talking about a hagoda that's mechayev mamon. A hagoda that's mechayev mamon. The eid echad is not mechayev mamon bevadai. He it can lead to a chiyuv mamon, but he's not mechayev mamon bevadai. He's not mechayev mamon bevadai. Why? Because if the person takes the shvua, so then he won't be chayev mamon. So this is what the Gemara says. The Hemshech of the Gemara points this out. Right, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yeshua is teaching me part of the other Mechai B'nir Shemayim by all these Dalet Devarim. What's the Chiddush? Right, we have other cases where you're also part of the other Mechai B'nir Shemayim. So the Chiddush of these four cases is that I would think you're not even Chai B'nir Shemayim. Come Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua, that you are Chai B'nir Shemayim. So what's his Havamin in this fourth case, the final Havamin? The Eid Echad could say, who claims that if I would be Meir, that he would be Moda? If he's Moda based on my testimony, so then talk about me being Kovesh Edusi, right? I'm a Chayav Yomama, but who says? Maybe he would have been Nishba Lashekin. Right? Even where there is a chi of mammon, but you might not get the mammon, because maybe he'll be nishba lashaka, and if he's nishba lashaka, then you're not going to get the mammon anyway. So it's not bevadai that I'm going to be mafsid your mammon. So I would think that maybe even b'din Hashemayim shouldn't be chayev, kamash malam Rabbi Yeshua, no, b'din Hashemayim you are chayev, because there is the potential. There's the potential to be mechayev mammon, so therefore you're going to be chayev b'din Hashemayim. So comes Rashi and says that the Isserim Le'agiv and Asavona is talking about Shnei Edim because a Haggadah copied Kro. It sounds like we're talking about a Haggadah that definitely is going to be Mechayev Mamon. The Haggadah of the Eid Echad is not definitely going to be Mechayev Mamon. It's a Sofek, because maybe it could be Nishbel HaShekher. It's not Boris, so therefore the Isser doesn't apply to the one. So the Gemara initially says that b'mayaskinan ilema b'betrei pshita deraisu. Comes the Gemara and says ela b'chav, right? Ela b'chav. So what does that mean, ela b'chav? Says Rashi, ela b'chav shemachayv l'shvua v'bedina shemayim mechayv v'yav amasim mechayv l'shvua. Maybe he wouldn't be nishba l'shaker. That's why he's going to be chayv b'dina shemayim. So what's mashma from the Gemara? Let's learn this Gemara carefully. Gemara says, "Ibe betrei askinan daraisa." There's an issa daraisa for the edom to be kovesh edusam, based on the pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua couldn't be talking about that. Elo b'chad, Rabbi Yeshua must be talking about an eid echad, but there's no issa daraisa. And on that, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Chayav b'din Hashemayim." So, what's chayav b'din Hashemayim? What kind of a chiyav is that? Is that a chiyav daraisa or a chiyav derabana? What do you think? Just read the Gemara. I'm not asking big chidushim. Is that a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabban? Let's see a new hand maybe. Just one second. Chiyuv d'oraisa or chiyuv d'rabban? What do you think? Zach. D'oraisa. What's your eye? Okay. Jacob, you had your hand up?
Yeah, say
d'rabban. D'rabban, why? What's your eye? Well, what's your
thought? You said
exactly. Exactly. The kasha of the Gemara is, if we're talking b'beitrei, it can't be. Rabbi Yeshua is not teaching me a chiddush. That's a daraisa. That's a pasuk. Ella, Rabbi Yeshua is talking about b'chad. So if there's an issa daraisa for an eid echad to be kovesh eduso, if the chi of b'din Yishamayim by an eid echad is kovesh eduso is daraisa, so then how do you answer the question? Rabbi Yeshua is teaching me a din daraisa. It sounds like Rabbi Yeshua is not teaching me a din daraisa. Daraisa is for Shnei Edim. Eid Echad is only, what? There's some kind of a derabanan working over here. It must be a derabanan if it's daraisa. So then what's the difference? The Gemara said daraisa is Shnei Edim. Eid Echad is not daraisa, it sounds like. Zokta Nesivis in Simin Chav Ches in Sivkot and Aleph. You can take a look over Shabbos. It's talking about a lot over there. But he just has a line. He says it's clear from the Gemara that if an Eid Echad is Kovesh Eduso, he's Chayev B'din Hashemayim. That Chayev B'din Hashemayim is a Chayev Midrabbana. Because if it's a Chayev Daraisa, then what's the Gemara saying? That's also Daraisa. Rabbi Yeshua is teaching me a Chayev Daraisa. He's teaching me a Chayev Daraisa, so he could be talking about Shnei Edim too. But then it's Pasha. So what's the... And where would the chi of daraisa by one eid even come from if it's not part of the pasuk? must be that it's a chiyah midrabanan. That is the poshut pshat in the Gemara. Right? Daraisa, who is for shnei edim, for an eid echad, there's only a chiyah b'dei shamayim midrabanan. But what's amazing is that what comes out of this nesivus is that Rabbi Yeshua told us there are four cases where pata b'dinei adam v'chaya b'dinei shamayim. What's a chiyah b'dinei shamayim? Is that a chiyah b'dinei shamayim daraisa, or is that midrabanan? Poritz geder b'fnei behemes chavera. Kofev kamosa shechavera b'fnei hadleka. Socher ede sheker lahoy l'chaver. Chaya b'dinei shamayim. What kind of a chiyah is that? Is that a chiyah daraisa or a chiyah darabanan? According to the Nesivus' diuk from the last case, that's only midrabanan, because there's a contrast between eid echad and shnei edim. What should come out is that all of Rabbi Yeshua's halachas, where he says chayav din shamayim, it's only midrabanan. If not, then there's no symmetry in the cases. Well, the last case is midrabanan, the others are daraisa. It's a big chiddush because Poritz geder b'fnei behemes chavero, that's chayav din shamayim. But grama ben zaken is also midrabanan. It's not min haTorah. That's what it sounds like. We were thinking that it's an issa daraisa. We never mocker. It's not like a posuk says grama ben zaken is an issa daraisa. It's not posuk neferish and chumash. But that's what we were assuming. It's not garmi, but it's still an issa daraisa. Chiyah b'dina shamayim. According to this diuk from the last case, it sounds like Rama ben Zaken should only be an issa d'rabbanan. Some of the achronim point this out. It's interesting. Very, very interesting. Got to think about it over Shabbos a little bit. There is one situation that in eid echad, who's kovish eduso, daka violates the issa d'raisa. There is one exception to the rule. What's that case? There is a situation where the eid echad, by being kovish eduso, taka is mechayev mamon. He is mechayev mamon to the other individual. Rafi, what's the case?
If he interpreted the Rashba correctly, because I think I must be translated right, but a money changing case, is that what it was?
No.
Something
it's
about,
a different.
Like,
Nascha relates to money, but it's not a money changing case. But forget about the details of the case. What's the yeso? What's the principle?
Like an expert on one particular topic, and only he knows that.
What's the phrase? Give me the lamdish phrase. Talk like a lamdish, right? You can talk like a lamdish, but give me a phrase. What's the phrase of the Gemara? Akiva. What?
I said, I don't know if I can speak like a
lamdish. I'm bad, you can, Rafi. Don't denigrate yourself. Chutzpah. I don't take that. I don't take people denigrating tongue either. Right, Rafi? That's what you're going to say. That's what you're going to say. I told you were thinking. You were thinking like a lambda. You were thinking like a lambda. Next time, talk like a lambda. Okay, good. Right? The eid echad is mechayev a shvua, so there are certain situations where the individual can't take a shvua. Why not? Well, why can't you take a shvua? What's the case? The Gemara Baba Basra that the Rashba quotes. Nascha de Rebbe Abba. That's a lomdish sugya. Got to get to that sugya, Zev, you and I. I mean, together with the rest of the shin. Wow. Okay, we're not going to get to the whole sugya, but at least just to say we like even mentioned the words. Okay, well, what's the case? Just bekitza nimrats, right? Gemara in Bava Basra and Aflam Gimel and Bei says that Reuven grabbed the nasra, he grabbed a bar of gold, a bar of silver, some kind of bar of money from his friend. So that individual took him to Bezdin. And he brought an aide that saw the Khatifa, saw him grab the bar. So he grabbed it from him. Right? Reuven had a bar of something. He had some kind of money, and Shimon grabs it from him. And he brings an aide to Bezdin that Shimon grabbed it from him. And then Shimon responds, yes, in Khatfi, vididi Khatfi. He says, I did grab it from him, but it's mine. He took it from me. The aide only saw that he grabbed it from Reuven. And he claims, I did grab it from him, but I grabbed my own. So he's claiming a tainas p'tur, but the reality is he's not going to be able to take a shavua anymore. Because the rule is that if an Eid Echa testifies in Bezdin, the only kind of Shvua that the Baldin can take is to be Makchish the Eid. That's the only Shvua he can. He can't take a Shvua in Chatfi, but Didi Chatfi. He can't take a Shvua for what he said. If the Eid Echa says, you did the following, he can only take a Shvua, I did not do that. The Eid says, you grabbed it, so if he takes a Shvua, I didn't grab it, so then he wins. Right? He wins. They're not going to be Mechayevim. But he can't say, I want to take a Shvua to explain why I grabbed it. That doesn't work. You can only take a shvua to be makhish liyeh. So the problem is, once he said, in chatfi, he can't take a shvua, didi chatfi, because it's not going to be makhish liyeh, zokta ba'aba, yitol sheni yochli yishavim mishalim. Since he can't take a shvua, he has to pay. So this is a strange situation, where there's an eid echa testifying about a monetary court case, but yet it's not going to be mechayev mamon, really. It's just because of the scenario, the person's not going to be able to take a shvua. Not going to be able to take a shvua. So comes the Rashba and says, in a case of Mitoch Sheni Yachli Shava, that the din is Mishalem, the Eid Echad, would violate the Isser, Im Lo Yagib Ben Asav Ono. So Shua Naor just pointed out that it has to be a situation where the Eid Echad knows that if I don't testify, this person is going to lose money. This individual already has said, yeah, it's mine, I grabbed it. So now the aide knows that if he testifies that he grabbed it, then he won't be able to take a shvua and he'll be chayav mamon. If it's the way the Gemara in Bava Basra tells the story, that the Toveya brought the Nitpa to Bezdin and claimed that he grabbed it, and the aide testified that he grabbed it, and then the other individual said, in chatfi, vididi chatfi, the aide doesn't know that it's going to be mitol sheni yachli shav mishalim. Right? So why should he violate any kind of issur daraisa? Right, if it were a situation where the aide again, where the aide says, I don't want to come to Bezdin, the nidon hasn't said anything yet, the aide doesn't want to come to Bezdin, so he doesn't know what the other individual is going to say, that in chatvi v'didi chatvi, so then why should he violate any issa daraisa? He doesn't know that it's going to lead to a chiyav mamon. It must be a situation where the nidon already said in chatvi v'didi chatvi, so now the aide echad knows that if he doesn't say his eidus, then he really is preventing the individual from collecting his money, he will be mechayev mamon bevadai. So then he'll violate the iser of being kovash
edusa.
Yeah.
Why don't we say a pesha
asar
in that case?
Pesha asar for the aid? Pesha asar never works for aid, and that's only for a need.
No, for Reuven in that case.
If there's an aid echa that says that he was chotev, so he lost his pesha asar. Once there's an aid echa that says that you're chotev, so then you have to be nishba lahakchesh esa aid. So pesha asar doesn't work anymore. Pesha doesn't work. If he didn't have an aid, if the Toveh didn't have an aid, so that he could just claim, I didn't grab it. Or Taka, if he claimed that I grabbed it, but it's mine, so then he would win. Because he has a Pesha Asa. He could have said, Lo Chatafti. It's mine to begin with. So if he says, In Chatfi, but Didi Chatfi, so then he Taka would be them in such a case. Yes?
But didn't we say that the whole point is he came before the aid? So he is a Pesha Asa. The aid hasn't come yet. Otherwise, this case wouldn't apply.
No, but it doesn't matter, because once the aid comes, then he lost his pesha asa. He lost his ability to explain himself. So what? If he had a pesha asa, it's not gonna help him anymore. Yeah, it's not gonna help him. Let's say in the case of the woman, she says nishbesi but tahorani. If there are aidim that later come that say that she. Eidim that the Gemara Taka talks about Banse Bishmur. Okay, let me think about that. The Poshup Shad is that once the Eid comes and is Mechayiv Meshvua, he can have a Pesha Asa from today till tomorrow. The Eid Echad is Mechayiv Meshvua, so he has to be Makrish the Eid. If he's not Makrish the Eid, so how's he going to get off? Shalom?
Isn't there a simpler case that the Rashba can point to that would, for example, a single Eid is going to make a woman no longer married? The husband died.
The husband's dead at the estate to the now divorced woman. So say, if that one aid knows the husband's dead, but doesn't go to court. Much simpler case. So you're saying in that case, the... There's a dinder abonon that he's going to be neman b'misa sabal. So then indirectly, he's going to cause a loss of money because she's not going to get the ksuba. He's not going to get the ksuba yet. So he refuses. I'm not sure. He's giving an example, but if you could think of another example, that's also a situation where there'll be an issur d'oraisa, even for 1/8 if he's kovashid. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief thought.